Wrapping things up here from the Child Center, Pilots a 107-84 win over Willamette. Kind of a get-right situation, but I think this game served its purpose, accomplished quite a bit. Head coach Shante Leggins now joining us. You got everybody in. We saw Andrew and Drew and Coleman getting some run at the end there. We saw Bull Dangdit coming in and doing more than just launching threes.
Yeah.
Ali had a huge game. For him, I think he feels like, okay, that's what he can do on a regular basis. Overall, what do you take away from this one here against Willamette?
You know, again, you come out in the first half, and again, it's just you know, rubbing a couple things the wrong way defensively. You don't want to give, you know, you got to give them credit. They scored 84 points, but you don't want to give them that many points. But, the possessions were up, so there's a lot of points and scores. But, you know, we leave with a win, which is the most important thing. And I thought we got better today, especially offensively. Again, 10 turnovers and 9 last game, so it's 19 in the last 2 games. That's pretty good. Tyler, I think, went with the whole game with just 1, and Wanze didn't have any. So, you know, between those guys, they go 11-1. That's pretty good, especially from your ball handlers. And you look around, and you look at the minutes for the guys. You got a lot of people some minutes today. So this was a good game. You know, you didn't have to really kill our guys, you know, with minute-wise. But, you know, we're getting ready for another game next week, and that's what we're looking forward to is the next game. You know, you always want to play this one. I told the guys, celebrate. It's hard to get wins in Division I basketball, and you got to celebrate and move on to the next game. So, you know, after midnight tonight, let's start focusing on our next game.
Yeah, I thought, you know, all you guys had mentioned what a good week of practice you had, having a full week of practice. But one thing I think I look at that can carry over as you go into next week, especially Tuesday, is, you know, when you guys guarded the basketball and forced tough twos,
Yeah. You
were unstoppable. You know,
yeah.
It was when they got the kind of the quick trigger threes or when they got all the way to the basket, they caused some issues. But, you know, for the most part tonight, I was really impressed with the active hands.
Yeah.
You know, they run some complicated stuff. And with their, you know, everybody being about the same size, I thought your guys did a good job communicating and talking tonight, too.
Yeah, I thought we did. You know, I thought we did a good job there. That's a team that shoots a lot of threes. I mean, over half their shots are threes on the season. You know, they run up and down the floor. They have a good time. They play the game, you know, a fun style of basketball. You know, you like playing those games, especially it's a local team. All those guys, you know, probably from the area around here know about Portland, so it's a big game for them. So, you know, we want to make sure we play, you know, one of our better games, and today we did. You know, we shot the ball really well. But again, like you said, the ball, we were moving around defensively. I thought we did some good things. Our length really bothers teams. And so when you see teams getting layups on our team sometimes, you know, like in transition, it's just a breakdown of what we didn't do defensively. But we want to stay in front of the ball. And like you said, those quick trigger threes, we got to be there with our hands up. You know, we have length, you know, and that's one thing that our team does. And so we got to get better with our hands on closeouts and different things like that. And I think we will, as we keep moving forward, we'll get better and better.
Chris Austin found opportunities to take advantage of his special skills, his strength. Thought he had a really nice rhythm game, really efficient game for him to help give him a little bit of confidence to carry forward here.
Yeah, I just want Chris to play aggressive. You know, he's got to play aggressive to score. You know, he's a guy that wants to fit in and not do too much, you know, don't want to make any waves. And you know, we need him to score. He's a scorer. He's born to score, and that's his thing. He's a true two guard. You know, you look at our team, and there's not a lot of guys with true positions. He's a true two guard, or shooting guard, however you want to call it. He's Michael Jordan's position. You know, so you got to get shots up. And so, watching him go 7-9 tonight, get some three pointers to fall for him, I thought that was pretty big. I thought, you know, defensively he did a good job. He gave up that 1-3 early, and then after that, I really felt really good about how he played and how he played defensively.
For you as a head coach, how important is it to get – I think there was some really good tape today, good stuff to watch.
Yeah.
And when you're sitting with your guys, and I know you watch film with guys individually,
yeah,
to be able to show them, you know, positive plays within their role, how important is that as you guys evolve as a team?
Well, it's huge because you have teams like, you know, you just watch us get our butt kicked against Nevada. That team's been together for a while. Excuse me. That team's been together for a while. We're getting ready to play a team in Portland State that's been together. You know, they played all together. There's a couple of new guys, but those guys were together last year. And so you're playing teams that are already, you know, pretty much with those kind of teams. They know who they are. They know what kind of product they're going to play every single day. We're still trying to, you know, find the kinks and different things that within our team where, you know, V wants to be a perimeter handoff, you know, grenade guy. Grenade means hand it off and set ball screens and make passes. Ollie wants to score. You know, Thomas wants to be a playmaker and do different things and try to get guys shots. Noah's a defensive guy that, you know, wants to shoot threes, and we're trying to give them all roles so they understand it. So games like this where they have the opportunity to do that's great. And so as you see us keep getting better and better, you'll see the assist numbers go up. You'll see the turnovers drop. Everyone's trying to to fit in with each other. And then I appreciate that as a coach. You really appreciate guys trying to fit into a role, but you also need them to be who they are, who we recruited. You know, and they're trying to, you know, just, you know, not step on anybody's toes and not try because they like each other. But at the same time, some guys have to be more aggressive and some guys don't. And that's one thing as a coach, you know, my hardest thing is to help define guys' roles as we keep moving forward, as Noah's limping at me.
Well, you mentioned next game, Portland State in their building. You gotten them the last couple of times. And so this game can tend to get chippy. As it has. So what does this team need to focus on now for the next couple of days of practice so they go in there with fully prepared for what they're going to face?
I think they're 4-1 or 5-1, and they're a really good team. You know, they're going to be one of the top teams in the Big Sky, and the Big Sky is a good conference. And so you got to be prepared for them. They shoot the ball well from three. They shoot a lot of threes. They play what they're probably one of the better defensive teams in on the West Coast, and they're going to really put a lot of pressure on us, and they're going to rebound the ball well. They're going to play tough, and you know you got to be prepared for them, and they're going to be ready to go. And you know, we did beat them the last couple games, and so you know they're going to be fired up for this game, and so we got to be fired up too, and I think our guys will be. But we got to handle pressure. You know, that's one thing that we haven't been able to do. But, you know, last two games shows, you know, we just played a Nevada team that pressures a little bit. We only had 9 turnovers. This game we had 10, playing at a lot of pace. So we got to be ready and prepared, and we got to be ready to defend. We got to really challenge ourselves on the rebounds, because we got to make sure we go to the glass pretty hard.
107-84, the final tonight. A lot of guys got some much-needed opportunities there, building some momentum. Tuesday night at Portland State, and then a couple more home here at the Child Center before we hit the road. Coach Shante Liggins, thanks so much. Congratulations, and appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, thank you. We have a huge homestand after that Portland State game, us and our women's team. So make sure you come out. We play every single day. Come out, hang out, support us. You know, it's really important. You know, we look out there and you know, we want to see some fans out there because we have a good style of basketball. Us and the women's team play really good basketball. Come out and support us. Go Pilots.